Too loud.
Is that the song?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
See?
I don't even know that's the same song, but welcome to another episode of Too Loud.
It's a party.
Episode 230. We've been doing this, running this shit.
Hey.
We are going to go over what happened in week 3 of the NFL. Fantasy is over. We are 3-0. We're going to go over our picks. Sal won, but did he? And we're still going to go over. We're going to give our week 4 picks and go over week 4 in fantasy. But you already know the first segment is not about reality football, as we like to call it, where we're from. It's about fantasy football. We're not going to talk about the reality of it. We're going to be scared. You know, we're going to go into our little dream cloud. And we're going to fly away into our 3-0-ness, because we're 3-0, and we're the best team in freaking fantasy football. We knew this.
Easily the best team in fantasy football.
We got to stop, though, because we're going to jinx our team. So yeah, I think that was that's all we could say.
But one of two undefeated teams?
One of fucking two.
Too loud, and we'll get to that. But, yeah, got a eventful game. Barely beat Austin Fair.
And that's because Justin Jefferson's staggering 4 points.
Yeah, he kind of blew it for him.
He did.
And Kyler Murray only getting 13. But let's go with our team. Let's go with Josh Allen continuing to be MVP Josh Allen. Going with the quarterback. And should we say it now?
Oh, we're talking about what? The trade?
Yeah.
The nonsense of the trade? Yes.
From Not Your Father's?
Not Your Father's. You guys have listened to the show and we love you. But just know, we would never in hell trade Josh Allen. Never. And not only will we not trade Josh Allen, but we would never trade Josh Allen for your disrespectful Gabriel Davis with a hurt ankle and Antonio Gibson, who only got his job because his freaking coworker got shot, trade that you traded us. That's it? Trade us an RB2/3 with a wide receiver 2/3 with a messed up ankle? And the only reason why the other guy got the job was because homie got shot and homie's coming back in 2 weeks? Like, come on now. We're never trading Josh Allen. We're just saying this now.
I like how you just said the same thing 2 times in a row.
Yeah, but just kind of
emphasize your point.
Because I have to emphasize this. You know what? In like television, they say it 3 times, or in songs, they say it 3 times to really get that point across in your fucking brain. And I'm not talking about Not Your Father's. I'm just talking about anyone in the world who thinks they could trade for Josh Allen. Give up. Don't trade for Josh Allen. There's no hope for you. Josh Allen's going for MVP this year. And yes, Lamar Jackson's good, but Josh Allen has a better team surrounding him. So I'm right. We're riding with him all year. If our team had to be named a fantasy player, we would be the Josh Allens. That's who we would be. We're no one else. So that's our best player. So no. Hands off Josh Allen.
It's not our only good player. We also have Davante Adams.
Hands off Josh Allen.
Our first pick. Yeah, he gave us 14. But we also have the third leading rusher, Cordarrelle Patterson.
Yeah,
that's 22 points this week.
I think I liked the draft this year. I don't even think you liked him this year. Something else happened.
Well, that's why we got Algier, but it turned out well.
Dude, Cordarrelle Patterson's always the man.
What's-his-face, Austin Fair was trying to lead us astray. But say, he's not going to get the touches this year. Don't do it.
Yeah, we're like, screw that.
He wishes he had him instead of DeAndre Swift when he got 7 and got hurt.
2 weeks.
Cam Akers got him 10, but he should have started Trevor Lawrence instead of Kyler Murray.
He would have won?
Or Melvin Gordon. Yeah, if he had Melvin Gordon instead of DeAndre.
10.
Yeah, if he would have put in Melvin Gordon instead of DeAndre Swift, he would have won. But no one was going to do that. He got 14 from Drake London. And I told you that David Montgomery was not a good pick this week.
But, he was hurt, bitch. Like, don't.
Well, yeah.
I didn't know he was going to get hurt. And I did trade him in 2 other leagues. It's the only league I have about. So this was a good week for him to get hurt.
Yeah, Allen Robinson only got 4 points, but we could have put in Ayuk or Tony Pollard.
Nah.
And they would have got
us. Guy you would have sold me on, but let's talk about what I did. Keep going. I know there's more things I did.
He picked up Conklin at tight end, waiver wire hero of the week.
16 fantasy points now. What'd I tell you about Conklin, man? Now this guy's the number 3 fantasy tight end, and he's going to carry our team the way we thought Schultz would.
Yeah, we don't even need Dalton Schultz anymore.
We don't need Schultz anymore. We got Conklin now.
So I guess we have Schultz on the trade.
No. We just keep him just in case Conklin is a wash. But Conklin's good, though. He's top 3. He's the new Schultz. But the big thing, though, is also Curtis Samuel. You see Curtis Samuel go off?
Yeah, he's the guy in Washington, even when they switch. They
suck.
That's
2 back-to-back waiver wire pickups that have changed the formation of our team, Sal. And that's low-key what we needed because our bench is kind of ass. Between Allen Robinson, Brandon Ayuk, and shit.
Yeah, TP, yeah.
And no TP, don't blame TP.
Jarvis Landry.
This is TP's time. Did you see him rush for over 100 yards?
Yeah, he had 10 points.
Yeah, no, he's going to be our new flex now, from now on.
But yeah, we're 3-0. Beat Austin Fair.
We had to do it.
Moving on to the next game, where Twin Double Stuff got his second win, went over 500 against Not Your Father's, who's 0-3. I can understand why they have Carson Wentz at their quarterback.
No, once I saw that, I saw why.
They have Carson Wentz and Russell Wilson as their quarterback. And Russell Wilson is the fucking worst.
But just because you have no money doesn't mean you should go rob somebody. Like, I'm going to go rob someone. I'm going to rob these guys with Josh Allen. Screw that.
Yeah,
dude.
But it makes you more likely to rob people.
Yeah, that is true. God damn it. They're thinking with, I don't know what they're thinking with, but they're thinking with like a gun and a knife.
They ended up losing 96-113. Twin had 19 from Derek Carr, 12 from Jonathan Taylor, 20 from James Robinson.
James Robinson's an
just
animal.
The steal of the year, and I knew he was going to be good. I'm mad that I don't have him
but
on any
I feel
any
like
league.
The options were Cordero Patterson and Allen Robinson, or James Robinson.
Probably.
We're fine.
Yeah.
James Robinson's better, but we're fine.
Got 16 from Tyler Lockett, 14 from Matt Prater. Yeah, and he's still waiting on Keenan Allen to come back, so pretty. Twins got a good team going. Not Your Father's. Antonio Gibson gave him 11. Eckler gave him 13. Gabe Davis gave him 6. Travis Kelce's the best player on his team with Amon-Ra St. Brown, who got hurt, but he's fine. It just wasn't enough to beat the number one fan. Should have started Damon Pierce.
Number one fan lost the first one, and you know what? Not Your Father's has been 0-3 before, so I am not going to say anything. I'm not counting them out just yet.
Another 0-3 team is Bono's Bam. And another 3-0 team, forgot to mention, was Lunch Money, who won in a 3-point game. It was a close one. But Joe Burrow, Clyde Edwards, and A.J. Brown, who's, I think, second in receiving this year so far.
A.J. Brown's an animal. Yes.
So helping Lunch Money win. He also got 12 from Debo, 12 from Jamar Chase. Jamar Chase, Debo, and A.J.
Brown.
It's over. And then he finally got good points from Kyle Pitts this week. Yeah, 13.
That was the team I was scared of. When I remember reading it, I was like, oh my God.
Got 14 from Clyde. I mean, he's doing well even without Dak Prescott because he had four quarterbacks on his team, so he doesn't care.
Yeah. One of them was Kirk Cousins, too, and he's still fine.
He had Tyler Boyd on the bench. I gave him 20, but it didn't matter. Bono's Bam drops 0-3, like we said. He got some points from Derrick Henry this week.
Dude,
got some points from CD this week as well. He almost came back because of CD.
You
just
know what? At some point,
if CD would have made that catch, Bono's Bam would have won.
That's true. And at some point, to be honest with you, we're going to have to ask the question, who's better at fantasy football, Bono's Bam or Rock? But we'll figure out. I don't know who's better. Like, Bono's Bam seems awful. He starts at the worst lineups every week. I'm like, I feel like if you just let a Rock auto-draft, like, he'll be a better team than Bono's Bam. So we're going to have to ask that question. If he goes 0-5, it's going to be a thing. Who's better, him or a Rock? We'll figure it out every week.
The next closest matchup was a 1-point game between both two. Two teams that were tied at Camaro Ready barely lost to Mike and Hassan Podcast. They got their first win of the... Oh, yeah, it was two teams that were looking for their first win.
Very close.
Well, no, that's not how it works. Anyway, Mike and Hassan got their first win. Aaron Rodgers gave them 16. They got 17 from Nick Chubb. They won 119-118. Got 12 points from Garrett Wilson, 12 points from the Packers defense.
It was almost the game of the week.
But it was just more... Honestly, the only person who did well on Camaro Ready's team was Devontae Smith with 30. Got 17 from Patrick Mahomes, only 7 from Kamara, 14 from Josh Jacobs, 14 from Stephon Diggs. He left 14 points on the board from Marvin Jones, but it didn't really matter. Mike and Saul now have Khalil Herbert, who had 30 points after David Montgomery
got
hurt.
Because I remember I was going to draft him in the league. And then they saw him once again. I was going to draft him in the podcast.
Didn't we drop? We did draft him, and then we dropped him.
No, we didn't. No, we didn't. Because I remember this specifically because Hassan has been doing nothing. Yes, I'm talking about you, Hassan, from the Mike and Hassan podcast. You specifically have been robbing me of every single fantasy player I want. You took freaking Lamar Jackson from me in our freaking Friends League. You take in this league, I remember I was like, oh, we need Khalil Herbert. I'm like, wait, why isn't he there? Hassan drafted him. Like, why is he drafting the backup running back of the Bears when we have the Bears starting running back? I have specific beef with Hassan from the Mike and Hassan podcast. Listen to their podcast. It's freaking ridiculous. Like him.
Another 0-3 team is Champion Chimps. They lost 80-92. Champion Chimps just can't get it together. Another week where they scored.
They had Josh Allen. They had
sub 100.
They had Cooper Kupp.
But this year they have Jared Goff, Dalvin Cook, Javonte Williams. Courtland Sutton, who was top 3 in receiving, they gave him 17 points.
And they got off that honeymoon and they only won one. And for one reason only, and that's the boy you traded for in our Friends League, Marquise Brown. Marquise Brown dropped 28 fantasy points. That was the highest score.
He's averaging almost 10 targets a game. He's Kyler Murray's boy.
He's the shit. Because look, Dustin Hopkins gave Kroger Sports 4. He got 2.5 from DJ Moore. He got like 6.5 points from his freaking wide receivers. He besides Marquise Brown, who was in the flex. And, like, so he was getting average numbers from Najee Harris and Leonard Fournette, so he got no help. But Marquise Brown is 28 literally helped. If he gave him 12, he wouldn't have won. But he gave him that solid 28.
Yep. And Probeer Sports moves to 2-1. They're in fourth place.
Honeymoon weekend was the only week they took off.
Yep. And then finally, two undefeated teams went head-to-head. Coach Ben versus
the
owner Too Loud. And Too Loud won off of Monday Night Miracle again. He's won 2 weeks in a row off of Monday Night Miracle.
That just means he can't keep up.
Basically, that touchdown from Saquon Barkley won him the game during the Monday Night Football game.
I'm not even scared of this team. Josh Allen.
We keep saying this, but he's now 3-0.
And we're 3-0 too.
Yeah.
Take him out.
But he also has Mark Andrews, who got him 28 points. Saquon was at 22. Jalen Hurts with 27.
Mark Andrews is going to do that every week. And Tyler Conklin still dropped 16.
Jalen Waddle with 15. He has Chris Olave on his bench.
Yeah, start Chris Olave. I dare you.
And Michael Gallup, who's coming back.
Start them both. Our team is so good, Sal.
I mean, Coach Ben, I realize why he's been doing so good is because he has Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson's been getting 40 points a game and pretty much carrying him every week.
That's exactly what's going on.
Aaron Jones only got him 5 points this week, but Devin Singletary came out of nowhere with 24 points this week. Alan Lazard with 14, 24 from Jamal Williams, who's now the starter in Detroit.
Yeah, he's a waiver wire pickup if someone's stupid enough to drop him.
Yeah, that was week 3.
In fantasy football, we went 3-0.
Three undefeated teams right now.
We're top of the podcast bracket now. Other side of the bracket, the fans league goes to the top. Is your father? You don't look too loud.
Wow, we're tied with Lunch Money.
We're tied with Lunch Money?
Yeah, because Lunch Money's 3-0 too.
Is he?
Yes, I just said that.
I guess so,
I just said that because he beat Bam, who was 0-3.
Technically, we're not tied because we have more points than him.
Well, yeah, but we're better.
We actually
have
the most points scored in the league if you want to look at that point. Like, we have 420 points. We fucking score on all levels. And it's no coincidence that the first time we've looked at points, the points were 420. Let's not forget.
Yeah.
We stay too loud.
So, going into this week, we play the number one fan, Twin Double Stuff.
Oh, thank goodness. Let's go. Let's get this over with.
We got Josh Allen against Baltimore, who's. Pass defense has looked awful. Joe Mixon is questionable going into Thursday's game against Miami. So we may have to look out on that. Cordell Patterson against the Browns, who he'll still get touches, so I'm not too worried about that. Davante Adams against Denver. We're going to have problems?
We're going to have problems. But we're starting because we have nothing better.
Yeah. We got Curtis Samuel starting right now against the Cowboys. Conklin against Pittsburgh. But I think Conklin's a start every week guy at tight end right now until Dalton Schultz proves us better. Because Super Bowl Flacco at least just throws it to him whenever the Jets go down.
Yeah.
TP right now starting at our flex against Washington. We got the Niners defense against the Rams. I don't like that. I think we need to pick up the defense.
Okay.
And then on our bench, we have David Montgomery. Got hurt. Don't think he's going to play this week. We could start Allen Robinson against San Francisco. Or Brandon Ayuk against the Rams, and Brandon Ayuk's been the top target getter with Jimmy G. So Brandon Ayuk,
yes.
Brandon Ayuk, Allen Robinson, or Curtis Samuel. What do you think's the better play this week?
Curtis Samuel, because he gets like 11 targets a game, whether it's rushing or passing. We gotta rock with our boys. We have to. I don't. Like, if we lose this week, we lose this week. Okay. Like, but we have to like. We can't try to, like, do too much and try to start Brandon Ayuk and shit because Curtis Samuel is, like, a top 10 receiver. Davante Adams is a top 10 receiver. And Tony Pollard looks good behind that line. And Brandon Ayuk, I don't know. I guess I just don't buy it still. But he should be fine, right? Who are they going against? They're going against the Rams? You know what? You're right. We should start Brandon Ayuk.
Brandon Ayuk instead of Curtis Samuel?
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, he
or
gets...
Over Tony Pollard. I don't know about Tony Pollard, though. Tony Pollard could eat against the...
Well, I think we're going to have to start TP regardless if... What's-his-face is hurt.
Who's
Joe
hurt?
Mixon. Joe Mixon is questionable right now.
Joe Mixon?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Did you see the report? It said he's good to go for Thursday.
Okay, he had the questionable on it, I didn't.
Yeah, no. It already said he's good to go. Well, hopefully he doesn't get more hurt, though.
Okay. For defense, then, should we pick up the Rams or the Eagles?
Eagles against who?
Eagles against Jacksonville, Rams against San Francisco.
Eagles.
Against Jacksonville?
Yeah.
They look good, though.
You know, they get, what's
another defense? Like what I just said, the Rams.
No, we're not getting the, anything but that. Rich niggas. Rams don't do good against the Niners.
Against Jimmy G? You
know, so we I don't buy it. No, oh, Debo's going to kill them.
I guess there's like the Broncos against the Raiders.
Hey. No, I feel like the Raiders can sneakily do something to the Broncos. The Broncos suck.
Cardinals against the Panthers.
Better, I guess.
At that point, I might as well.
Packers, where are the Packers?
Packers aren't on here. I'm picking up the Packers in my other league. Yeah, I don't trust it. Any other anybody on the waiver wires that we can get?
The one going to the Eagles. That's the only one I like.
But anybody on the waiver wire we should pick up?
On the waiver wire, I would probably look at either Zay Jones or Matt Collins. You just need like a guy who has a chance of going off for 20.
Do you think Matt Collins, that was just a one-time thing, or do you think he's the guy?
He's the guy who's Hunter Renfrow, if anything.
Yeah, but because Hunter Renfrow got hurt, that's why.
Even better, now it's Matt Collins' time. Because they're going to lock up Davante Adams, so we'll see what Matt Collins does. They're not going to lock him up. He's still going to get his, but Matt Collins should still be able to eat. I wouldn't start him this week still.
I think my Isaiah McKenzie is another guy.
Or Zay Jones.
You should get him. But that's our matchup. When Double Stuff has Derek Carr going up against your Broncos. Jonathan Taylor against the Titans, which might actually be bad. James Robinson against Philly. Tyreek Hill against Cincinnati. He says he wants Eli Apple. I'm going for you, so that could be bad. Michael Thomas against Minnesota. Dallas Goddard against Jacksonville. Tyler Lockett against Detroit. Patriots against Green Bay. Matt Prater against Carolina. Keenan Allen could come back for him against Houston. He has Zeke and J.K. Dobbins and Juju on the bench. And Joshua Palmer, and I believe somebody got hurt on the Chargers too, so he might be a good one. And Daryl Henderson. But I think he's fine against us regardless. He is projected to lose by 3 points, 119-121. The number one fan is going to listen to us, so see how that goes. Two teams looking for their first win. Not Your Father's against Bo Knows Bam.
We'll see who's better. Bo Knows Bam. Not Your Father's Fantasy Podcast. Or Rock.
So should Not Your Father's go with Carson Wentz or Russell Wilson this week?
Russell Wilson against
the Raiders.
Russell Wilson.
He also has Austin Eckler against Houston. Antonio Gibson against Dallas. Michael Pittman against Tennessee. Gabe Davis against Baltimore. Travis Kelce against Tampa. Amon-Ra St. Brown, who should be able to play against Seattle. The Browns against Atlanta. Will Lutz against Minnesota. They could put in Damon Pierce. Do you think they should trust Damon Pierce now that he's blown up? Or do you think it was a one-time thing? They can put him in.
He's on the rise right now. Damon Pierce has finally become, he's going to start becoming the guy we want him to be.
So do you trust Antonio Gibson against the Cowboys, who usually has great games against the Cowboys? Or Damon Pierce against the Chargers, who James Robinson ran all over?
Damon Pierce. Start him. Cowboys defense isn't bad. They're just
going to
start
On the other side, Bo Knows Bam. I mean, it makes sense why Bo Knows Bam doesn't look good because he has Justin Fields as a quarterback.
Yep.
Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry's going up against the Colts. I mean, they're going up against the Giants, so this is his best bet, I guess, this week. Kareem Hunt's going up against Atlanta. He has CD against Washington. DK against Detroit. Freiermuth against the Jets. Deontay Johnson against the Jets. And the Steelers defense against the Jets. So he's basically just the Steelers with Justin Fields, and I don't think that's
CD.
And CD. He could play Mike Evans this week, though, because Mike Evans will be back. So probably over Deontay Johnson, I would say. They're playing Kansas City. ETN against Philly, Russell Gage against Kansas City, Robbie Anderson, yeah. I think you should start Mike Evans over Deontay Johnson.
Uh-oh.
Or maybe DK.
Too loud.
What do you think?
No, it seems ass. Like, his whole team, I think Not Your Father's going to get their first win this week.
Next matchup, we have Las Vegas Lunch Money against Austin Fair. Lunch Money undefeated. They have Joe Burrow against Miami on Thursday. Clyde against Tampa Bay. Miles Sanders
tough.
Against Jacksonville. Jamar
That's
Chase
tough.
Against Miami. Debo against the Rams. Kyle Pitts against Cleveland. A.J. Brown against Jacksonville. Bucks defense and Jake Elliott. They could play Christian Kirk, Tyler Boyd, or Irv Smith. And they might get Dak back.
I wouldn't play Christian Kirk. He's going against the Eagles. The Eagles have been doing pretty good lately. Secondary good.
Play teams that suck. suck.
Yeah, like your boy Justin Jefferson, he sucks too.
Kirk Cousins, that sucks.
Oh, okay.
Kyler Murray for Austin Fair, Cam Akers, who's been getting...
Scam-makers?
Every time he starts doing good, he like does something stupid. Like he scored that touchdown, he's averaging like 8 yards of play, and then he fumbles on the goal line. You're like, what the hell, man?
Every time I don't start Scam-makers, he does good. I hate him.
Breece Hall against the Jets, Justin Jefferson.
Breece Hall's the new James White. He averages like 12 to 15 a game.
Terry McLaurin against the Cowboys. He does again. Nah, he doesn't. He does all right against the Cowboys. It depends who's throwing it to him, man. Zach Ertz against the Panthers. Drake London, who's coming on as one of the top rookie receivers.
God
against the Browns.
Should have had the USC system, Sal. We should have just drafted all USC receivers.
I mean, Austin Fair was going to get Drake London regardless. He's a Falcons head, so I don't think there was a chance.
Could have got fucking Michael Pittman, Amon Ra, and Drake London. Imagine how crazy our team would be.
DeAndre Swift is looking like he's going to be hurt for the next 2 weeks, so that's why he's got Breece Hall starting. Yeah. I think Clutch Money should win, but Austin Fair always puts up a fight. We'll see.
It depends on Joe Jefferson.
Yeah. Pro Beer Sports going up against Camaro Reddy. Pro Beer Spirits has Justin Herbert against Houston. Najee Harris against the Jets, who should have like his best game against the Jets, right?
Yes. Should be the 20-point game you've been trying to draft him for.
Leonard Fournette against the Chiefs. DJ Moore against Arizona. Brandon Cooks against the Chargers. TJ Hawkinson against the Seahawks. Marquise Brown, our boy, against Carolina. The Bears defense against the Giants, which isn't bad. And Dustin Hopkins, they could also put in. I don't know anybody on their bench they could put in. They have like Rashad Penny, Demian Harris, Kadarius Toney. Not any more than. Kamara Reddy has Patrick Mahomes against Tampa, which could be tough. I have a Kamara against Minnesota. Hopefully Kamara just gets it going. It's been sluggish to start the year.
I know. This team hasn't been as good because Alvin Kamara's not that good right now.
Stephon Diggs and Devontae Smith against Jacksonville and Baltimore, respectively. George Kittle against the Rams. Robert Woods against Indianapolis. Saints defense against Minnesota and Justin Tucker. Good idea of playing the Saints defense instead of the Bills defense this week. You could put Marvin Jones against Philly. Randall Cobb maybe against the Patriots. But, I mean, Devontae Smith, Robert Woods. Yeah, Robert Woods, Marvin Jones, or Randall Cobb. Who should you start? Robert Woods plays Indianapolis. Colts. But Pro Beer Sports probably should win that game. Next matchup, Mike and Hassan against their friend, Coach Ben.
See who wins.
Coach Ben has Lamar Jackson. That's pretty much the whole thing. They have Lamar Jackson. And that's going to carry them as far as they could go. Jerry Jeudy, Alan Lazard can do something. Devin Singletary or Aaron Jones might do something. Jamal Williams probably score a touchdown. It doesn't matter if Lamar Jackson is going to get him 40 points every week.
Yeah, that's true.
On Mike Hassan's side, they have Aaron Rodgers, James Conner, Nick Chubb, Poops, both Cup and Amari, Darren Waller, Garrett Wilson, Packers defense. I think on paper, we say this every week, on paper, Coach Ben should lose, but Lamar Jackson is just, if anybody's not going to win MVP that's not named Josh Allen, it's going to be Lamar Jackson.
I didn't draft him in any league because everyone always robbed me or I got Josh Allen.
And then the next one, undefeated owner of Too Loud Podcast against the, what's the opposite of undefeated?
The defeated?
The championships. Completely defeated championships with Jared Goff, Dalvin Cook, who's hurt, Javonte Williams, who Broncos don't know how to use, Mike Williams. It makes sense. They have Nathaniel Hackett. It's not like he's the guy who made free Aaron Jones famous. God damn it, you Broncos suck. Mike Williams against Houston, Cortland Sutton against Vegas, Cole Kemet, T. Higgins against Miami, Chargers defense. They could play Rashad Bateman. He could put in at Mattison. If Dalvin Cook's not
going to
go. Yeah, if they're second, I told you, their secondary is torched right now, so they need. I mean, that's why you think Tua was running all over the field and all that. They could put in Jahan Dotson. I think he's going to score this game. Usually rookies like that do well. Jalen Hurts against Jacksonville. Christian McCaffrey against Arizona. that he could probably go off that game. Saquon against Chicago should be all right. Jalen Waddle against Cincinnati. Noah Brown, he has him in, but I think if Michael Gallup plays, he'll probably put in Michael Gallup instead. Mark Andrews is playing against Buffalo. A.J. Dillon against New England. Cowboy defense against Washington should do fine. And Tyler Bass. I think the owner, yeah, I think championships fall 0-4.
God damn, dude. Come on, we need people to at least win. Make this competitive. Let's go.
But that was, that's our preview for week four. Okay. We're looking to go 4-0. September was looking good, so let's get October to a good start. Make it spooky.
That's true.
And speaking of spooky, I won some picks this week.
Yes, you did. And we got to talk about these picks. We're going to talk about last week's picks. The month is ending, so we'll calculate all the picks in the world, and we'll see who you give a punishment to this month. We'll get all into that and more in the next segment. We are Too Loud.
I'm too loud. Too loud. Too loud. Too loud.
I hit on my ones when I didn't have no friends to ride. Sticks on my dolls and I can't even lie to you. Got too much pride for you. Gotta stay safe in these streets. Streets don't play favorites though. I'm not afraid of it though. God is okay with me, so life of that shade that you throw. I've seen you take it low, limbo right under that hole. Fuck out my face. I found a new muse. That's bad news for you. Why would I keep you around? Why would I keep you around? Why would I keep you around? Why would I keep? I found a new muse. That's bad news for you. Why would I keep you around?
Meet me at the Too Loud. Meet me at the too loud. It's too loud. Too loud. We are back. And we are going to talk about NFL. We talked about fantasy football in the last segment. But now it's time to talk about reality football, as we like to call it. And we're going to go over our NFL weekly picks. Thank you to everyone who is listening once again.
Yeah.
You know we give good advice. Wow. More like I give good advice at football, at reality football.
Really? Because you only got what, like one right this week?
You don't know that.
Suck.
Let's talk about who's up in the picks on the month so far. It's 8-3. I am up. I have 8, as you can tell. Oh, and Joe Mixon's status just went from questionable to healthy just right now.
Oh, cool.
So there we go. So 8 picks. And you have 3 picks, Sal. So you said you had to do the impossible, and try to win. And I don't think you could do it, because that's a lot of picks. You had to go perfect, and I had to go ass. So my picks are, I chose the Ravens -3. Yeah, Ravens -3, and they won 37-26. So that was easy. I chose Vikings -7. They did win, but they only won by 4 points. So I lost that one. I chose Thursday Night Football. Forgot. I chose Browns 5.5 over the Steelers. I got that one right. So I got 2 right so far. Seahawks -2. You already said I only got 1. I got 2 right. Seahawks -2. Obviously, I got that one wrong. The Niners whooped the shit out of them. No, it wasn't the Niners. It was the Falcons.
Falcons beat them by 4.
The Falcons beat them by 4. The Bucks -3. They fucking lost by 2. Bastard. Tom Brady had no weapons. Cowboys +3. Whoop-de-whoop. Got that
Cowboys
one right. How about them Cowboys won off that CeeDee Lamb touchdown? Animals. And I chose the Commies. I should have known better. They got their ass kicked Kobe style, 24-8 to the Eagles. So,
why'd you pick the Commies?
Because I hate the Eagles. You know I hate the Eagles.
I feel,
man,
like even when you did that, you're like,
you know why though, right? It's because I have Carson Wentz, so I was sipping the Carson Wentz juice.
Yeah. I try to tell everybody that.
What about you? So I got 3 out of my picks right.
You got
so
3 right?
So I'm up 11-3. So let's see if you can get 8 picks right now, Sal. That's all I want to know.
Well, I mean, let's go with the ones that I got wrong first. I got the Saints wrong.
Of course you did.
I'm never picking the Saints again this week.
Every time you choose them, they lose. It's 14-22. Why don't you not choose them next week?
Baker Mayfield, man.
Schmaker Mayfield, yeah. They did.
Pick the Bills -6. That game was okay. The Dolphins are better than I thought they were.
Dolphins aren't better than who you thought they were. It's just them hyping them up. This is the Eagles hype. What don't you get about this?
They just beat an actual – they beat a team that's better than any team the Bills beat.
The problem is, so what's going to happen is – oh, and it's funny how everyone's complaining Josh Allen didn't have enough time. Josh Allen never has enough time.
No.
God damn it. Everyone's like, oh, Josh Allen has enough time for this, for
but
overtime.
It's also, like I said, their secondary is kind of beat up right now. So that's why Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle were able to –
they barely won 21-19.
Ever to run.
Chase Edmonds rushed 2 touchdowns. What are you talking about?
Why they couldn't cover – another upset of the week. You were right. Patrick Mahomes doesn't know how to beat the Colts.
What did I say,
reason,
dude?
Was yelling at Bill Bellamy.
What did I say? For some reason, the
not
Colts
Bill Bellamy,
have...
Eric Bieniemy.
Yeah, Eric Bieniemy. Bitch, I'm Bill Bellamy. For some reason, Patrick Mahomes just, like, can't beat the Colts. Like, he's the one that... I am the ultimate Patrick Mahomes lover. I know when my lover gets his ass kicked by someone. And he gets his ass kicked all the time by the Colts. So Frank Reich has his number.
That game pissed me off.
Yeah.
I
told you, man.
I also picked your stupid... Well, I picked the Niners to beat the Broncos. They were favored by 1.5 and lost by 1.
You picked the Niners to beat the Broncos.
Stupid Broncos. That game was awful. That was the worst football game I've seen in, like,
since
ever.
Since the Super Bowl? Since it was Cam Newton versus the Broncos?
No, because at least that game, like, the Broncos were doing cool stuff or whatever. Like, nobody was doing any cool stuff in this game.
So now, do you believe me that Russell Wilson sucks? Can we all agree that Russell Wilson sucks?
God, he's awful.
Can I also say something else that I just figured out today? Is Russell Wilson just a black Jimmy G? Like, yeah, you win, but he's not doing shit. But he gives you, I guess, that morale boost for you to win?
Or black Kirk Cousins?
Nah, Kirk Cousins doesn't morale boost anybody. Because no one's going to back up Kirk Cousins in the locker room. All those guys in the locker room, I think, will back up Russell Wilson to an extent, just like they back up Jimmy G. Because they're like, at least we win, like, whatever. Because what's different about this team and last year's team? Like, Drew Lock, how was Drew Lock playing? Did Drew Lock play, like, less better? No, and you know what Russ Wilson's doing? Not only, he's not winning the game, but he's not turning the ball over like Drew Lock would last year.
Yeah, that's true.
He's not throwing, like, 2-3 picks a game and let him go to the house or fumble or
and that's pretty much why
plays.
You get Russell Wilson so he doesn't lose.
Yes.
He got famous for being a game manager.
So that's what he's doing. He's just the black Jimmy G now. That's all I care. And if you're saying Jimmy G's great and he deserves $235 million, then that's what you think about Russell Wilson.
Okay, enough of the ones I got wrong because I had my best week. I won this week.
You did beat me in picks.
Because I got the Bengals to cover.
The Schmangles? That, well, I mean, how obvious was that?
I mean, that was pretty easy. They're going to destroy
the Jets. By 15,
I mean, the Jets is coming off a win. Everybody may have been sipping their juice.
That's what was happening.
I also got the Jags in my pick of the week. Plus 7.
It's almost like you're picking shitty teams like
beating
me.
The Chargers.
Yeah, that's true.
And I told you, the Jags are going to be better than the Titans this year.
Hey, man, I've said on, like, episode 60, I don't understand why the Eagles, like, were so happy to get rid of Doug Peterson. Like, that guy's the only guy in their franchise history to win them a Super Bowl, and now he's about to do the same for the Jags. So
yeah, I don't know if he's going to win a Super Bowl, but he's going to make them decent.
What if he makes them? I mean, Trevor Lawrence's second year, he could keep going, dude. Not this year, but
I also picked the Rams.
Like them better than the
Cover
Broncos.
By 3.5, which they did. It burnt the Cardinals. The Rams, yeah.
No, obvious. We could, I think the Rams have only lost one time in the last 6 years to the – I mean, have lost one time to the Cardinals in the last 6 years, Sal. And that was the only time where Austin brought his girlfriend to the game. Therefore, she was banned from all Rams games.
And then the Bears barely covered, won by 3. Bears fans were mad that it was an ugly game, but they won. That's all that matters.
Did
and
they
covered.
Him?
They beat the Texans.
Yeah,
like David Pierce having a good game.
Dan Pierce is the man now.
Like, the Bears are a bad team, but they're not as bad as the Texans. That's pretty much all that proved.
Yeah, that's all that proved. But the Texans are decent.
So I got 4 right this week. Could add that to my 3, so I got 7.
So you got 7.
For the month.
And if we were a
3 weeks.
Worldwide corporation, then we would be great because we'd be the 7-Eleven crew and, like, we're good, you know? Like, we got branding rights and everything. But no, that's not what this is about. You have only 7 fucking picks, and you're not John Elway. And I got 11, and I fucking beat you by 4. And you only had 7 picks right this whole month? You're pathetic, dude. Call yourself. You don't know anything about football,
that's
man.
That's like 2 a week.
That's awful. That's the worst thing I've ever seen in my life, Sal. And you are now going to have to do a punishment for Too Loud. And I'm going to put it on Instagram. When should we get you to do the punishment? When do you think it should be posted?
Got to come up with things to do, and then we'll put it up. And as soon as they
it. When are you free? You work on Sunday?
As soon as they have the thing put up, I'll figure out a date.
Well, I'm posting it tonight, so I mean, if I'm going to post it tonight, then
do you have ideas of what we're going to do?
Oh, no. We're going to ask everyone, and then tonight.
They're not going to give us good ideas. They never give us good ideas.
No, but I want to hear some of the ideas.
You got to give it to a vote. People, when you give them too much stuff, they're going to have me do stupid shit like pierce my ass or something.
Nah, I'll think of something. No, don't worry. I won't be too brutal. But I'm gonna ask the people for a vote on our Instagram, @TooLoudPod. And I'm going to look at what you degenerates have to say and pick out if any of them are actually decent enough.
I have to do some nonsense that I'm never going to have time for to do.
Or you just drink 2-4 Locos. That's
I don't want to drink
2-4
Locos. I'd rather it would pierce my ass.
Well, then there you go. Can't win it all. It's either I choose or the people choose. So we'll see what the people say. I'll put out Too Loud Pod, see what they say this today. And then tomorrow I'll probably put a vote up when I actually get my thoughts all together. Because I had fun.
We're moving into October. It's spooky season. So let's get this right. This is when it's my time of the year. We're
what? What's so this time of the year?
Spooky.
Okay. Why are you spooky? Because you're ugly?
Because my picks are going to be so good. You're going to be like, whoa.
Okay, boom. So now we have
so make your picks.
We got week 4 picks. Would you like me to go first?
Go first. You won.
I should go first. And you know what? I'm going to go Dolphins-Bengals.
Is this the first one you see?
Yeah, it's the first one I see, and that's how I work, bitch. I got it's Dolphins versus Bengals plus 4. I mean, minus 4 for the Bengals. Is that right?
The Bengals favored by 3.5?
Bengals
at
are
home?
Favored by 3.5 at home. That is fucking insane. I'm going to take that. I got Bengals 3.5 at home. Because why? Like, they just...
That's where it opened up, right?
No, it opened up at 4.
Oh.
So now people are saying 3.5.
Put it on, but yeah, it's at 4.
Yeah, I would just look at it right here. Next point spread. Yeah, so that would actually give you a good idea. It opened up at 4. It pushed to 3.5. So I think people are thinking that the Bengals are going to cover the spread, which is crazy because I don't get this at all. Maybe this is... Is this right?
I think because...
Are the Vikings playing the Saints in London this week, too?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I think because the Bengals are looking healthier than the Dolphins gave it, like, their all, and everybody's coming out hurt. Tua is, like, banged up. Jalen Waddle has a groin injury.
The problem is the front 7 of the Dolphins will destroy the Bengals' line, so that's what I'm scared about.
Yeah, but the Bengals get their line destroyed every week. It's not, like, a new thing. It's just whether or not Joe Burrow
barely beat the Cowboys.
Do it. They didn't beat the Cowboys, actually.
Yeah, and they can't. So what pick do you want to pick, Sal? What are you liking?
All right, I want... Let me just see how this compares to this one. Oh, so... it move? No, yeah, it's still the same. I got the Browns in a pick'em, surprisingly. Now 1.5 on the road against the Falcons. I know Myles Garrett might be hurt, but regardless, the Browns are better than the Falcons. I don't think I need much more to say than that.
Okay. I mean, Jacoby Brissett has been looking good as of late, so.
He's been looking decent.
Yeah, he looks better than Andy Dalton, no lie.
Yeah, he's looking like Russell Wilson. He's not losing the game.
Oh, right? Dude, he's looking 100. Exactly. Russell Wilson is Jacoby Brissett. That's exactly
and
who
ever
he is.
Since he found out that he has Amari Cooper on his team, he's actually been doing better. Like, the first game, he didn't look at Amari Cooper at all, and then literally said in the papers, hey, I noticed that Amari Cooper was open most of that game. I should have tried throwing it to him.
Yeah.
Throws it to him, and he actually does good. So, yeah, I got the Browns this week. Easy 1.5.
We got Saints versus Vikings. Vikings are technically at the Saints' home, but it's still in London. I got the London game.
Govna.
Hello, Govna. And I got Vikings are -2.5. It opened up at 3. So that means people are thinking the Vikings are going to beat the Saints? That's crazy. I got Saints in London. I feel like the Vikings nor Kevin McConnell have ever been to London. So
Justin Jefferson in London in a prime time. Not prime time, but like a big market type game.
I got Saints. I got Saints -2.5. I mean, Saints +2.5.
All right. Next game, it is. Give me, you know what? I'll keep riding with them. Give me Jacksonville at Eagles. They're giving 6.5 points to Jacksonville. I like it. I don't think the Eagles are as good as everybody thinks they are. I've been saying this. Now you're sipping the Eagle juice, which makes me even more believe that they're not as good. Spread's at 6.5. It's been staying at 6.5. I feel like a part of me, people are going to be like, well, the Jaguars beat the Chargers, so they should be able to cover against the Eagles, but I think more people are on the Eagles because they're the most betted on team this year.
Who do you got?
So I got the Jags.
Got Jags?
Let me Jags do it again.
All right.
At least cover.
My next match is Commanders at the Cowboys. Cowboys
fuck
are
you,
favored
stop picking Cowboys. God damn it.
You moved my server. You moved my mouse a little too much. I already had the match I wanted
you're
to talk about.
You're doing it too much.
Well, I'm going to keep doing it until you fucking choose it as your first game.
This
and
on
you
purpose.
Remember. Stop remembering. Remember. Cowboys are favored -3.5, and I am not going to choose that. I'm choosing the Commanders.
Okay. Thank you.
+3.5. I got you on this one, Sal. I got Commanders on reverse psychology right here. No, I just got the Commanders because I think they always usually get a good part of you, and I think Ron Rivera is a good coach.
Sure. Believe that.
I got the Commies.
No, they haven't beat us in like 3 years.
Okay, then. Well, now
the
I
times
guess
they did, Dak wasn't playing.
If anything, I think it's going to be 3
although
point
Dak,
game.
Although Dak might not play. Oh, yeah, but
I'm
that's
not,
true.
I'm not even capping. I think it it's going to be a 3-point game. I don't think you're going to lose, but I think if it's going to be anything, it's going to be, oh, Cowboys just win by field goal.
That makes sense.
I got Commanders +3.5. All
right. Next game. Let's get
choose the Broncos then. Make me mad.
No, that won't make you mad.
Make me hyped.
Give me the Chargers -4. Yeah, give me the Chargers -4.5 on the road against Houston. Houston tries hard, but they're not as talented as Jacksonville was. And Chargers are going to – that was a slap in the face, like where they're like, hey, the hell. I know they're hurt, but they're not as bad as the Texans.
Okay.
That just proved how good the Jags were, not how bad the Chargers were. So they should cover right here against the Texans.
All right, I got Titans at Colts. I got Titans +3.5 against the Colts. Colts are favored, obviously -3 at home. Everyone's sipping on them with the Patrick Mahomes juice. But I just think the Colts got lucky because they know Patrick Mahomes' number, and that's all it is. And I'm just going to take Titans on this one. I'm taking a lot of underdogs this week, but you know what? Never does me that wrong. And it's also 3.5, so it can still go to a 3 game. Actually, no, it's not 3.5. We got it at 3 right now, so it'll be 3.
All right, I got – give me the Lions -4.5 to cover at home against Seattle. Seattle – I think people think Seattle's good because they've been playing – well, not good. They're better than people thought they were going to be, but they're not good because they've been playing sorry-ass teams. They played the Broncos week one. They played Falcons last week. Who they play week two? That's also sucked.
Who?
The Seahawks. Oh, they played the Niners? Where,
Niners, yeah.
When they kicked Trey Lance got hurt?
Yeah.
So, yeah, Lions actually look good. They have a way. That's probably the best offense that the Seahawks have seen all year. Even if Amara is a little banged up and DeAndre Swift's a little banged up, I still think they should win by a touchdown against the Seahawks. So I got the Lions. And the Lions are coming off a bad loss, so they should bounce back here.
Okay, Bears versus Giants. I got the Bears plus 3. I think the Giants don't have a good rush defense, and I think that the Bears will run all over them with Khalil Herbert.
With just Khalil Herbert?
That's all they need, or Justin Fields. I got them. I got Bears.
All right, I got the Cardinals on the road. Actually, underdogs, plus 1.5 against the Panthers. Panthers are a bad team. It's just the Cardinals have, opposite of the Seahawks, have been playing good teams. And, like, just teams that they're not better than. So now they're going to face a team that they're better than and whoop them.
I guess. I don't know.
Big Marquise Brown game.
big Marquise Brown guy.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. The Cardinals, I don't know what to make of them. I don't know if they're good.
No, I don't think they're good, but they're better than the Panthers. Panthers aren't good. Unless they're the Giants.
All right, Bills minus 3.5. They're favorite on the road against Baltimore, and I am inclined to believe them. I will stick with that. I got Bills minus 3.5.
On the road?
On the road.
I mean, I don't know. Bills losing 2 in a row would be tough, but I think they could lose that one against the Ravens and nobody would bat an eye. Unless it's like a blowout. That's a tough game to bet. I'm glad you picked that one. I wouldn't touch that. That's another game I won't touch. That's a tough game too. And that game might not even happen. You know what? Give me the Rams. Fuck it. Give me Packers.
Damn you.
Minus 10.
No, it's 10.5 now. Oh, it's 10?
It's 10 now.
Damn you. It's 10 then. Yeah, we'll keep it 10.
Yeah, give me 10 points and the Packers. There's no reason, especially without Mac Jones, that the Packers should even come close to the Patriots this game.
All right, Broncos at Raiders. I got Raiders minus 2. At home. At Allegiant Stadium. The house that Bad Bunny built. I got it. So that's all I got to say about that.
That was Bad Bunny.
Broncos suck. Oh, dude, Bad Bunny was the shit. Like, we have to do as good as Bad Bunny. That guy's better. One of the best concerts I've probably ever been to in my life. That show's fuck. He put on a fucking show from beginning to end. And women love him.
I want Sunday Night Football or Monday Night Football. Man, they have a really good defense, though. Give me the Bucks at home if they play at home because of the hurricane. Sunday Night Football on NBC. I have Patrick Mahomes losing to Tom Brady.
Again? Patrick Mahomes already lost.
Aren't they 1-1, though?
All time?
I think all time they're 1-1. I think Mahomes won.
Tom beat him twice.
No, because
the AFC Championship too.
But Mahomes beat him when like Tyreek Hill scored like 100 fantasy points
then
on him.
Then he's 1-2. Because Tom Brady beat him in the AFC Championship and the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay.
Cost him 2 Super Bowls actually.
Well, yeah, Tom Brady. I'll pick Tom Brady just because that Bucks defense is looking like the best defense in the
minus
league right
what?
Now. What? 2.5?
Plus 2.5?
Yeah, plus 2.
All right, Rams at Niners. I got the Niners. Yeah, I got the Niners minus 2.5.
Really, Rams guy?
Yeah, I got the Niners, bro. I'm going against I'm going against both my teams today.
Jimmy G's the man. He's gonna score more points than he scored against the Broncos.
I can tell you, he's just as good as Russell Wilson.
He isn't because he lost to him.
Just as good by 1 point. So that just literally says he's just as good as him. Doesn't get closer than that, and that's everything, so.
Yeah, those are my
Chargers, Texans.
Yeah, that's my 7 picks. One more time, I got the Browns minus 1.5 on the road. Jags plus 6.5 on the road. Chargers minus 4.5 on the road. Lions 4.5 at home. Cardinals plus 1.5 on the road. Packers minus 10 at home. And the Bucks plus 2 at home.
I got Bengals minus 3.5, Saints plus 2.5, Commanders plus 3.5, Titans plus 3, Bears plus 3, Bills minus 3.5, Raiders minus 2, and Niners minus 2.5. And you have to do punishments, Al.
Yeah, figure out what I got to do, these fools. Whatever you people make me do. But thank you for listening this month and every month. How will we do? Will we continue our dominance in the Fantasy Podcast League? Will I come back on picks? Because it starts all over. Clean slate.
Yeah, I know. It starts all over.
Wiping the slate clean.
Yeah, so you could honestly go up like 7-1 today, this week.
Yeah.
If you have the gall. I don't think you do.
But I will. Pick all my underdog road teams. And it will still be too loud. Because we are too loud. Too loud. Ah. much. It's too loud. It is too loud. It is too loud.